the paramedic comes over to attend to this lady, and they didn't stop the show. I was the only one who thought we should stop the show while 11 other people were like,
and you're,
no,
and you're headlining. You're like, it's my show, and we need to stop. And you're like, come on, guys, we're going to lose the momentum. She's going to lose the momentum with her life. She's dying.
Yeah. Like, there's no momentum issue here.
Welcome to Stand By with JJ and Francisco. And yes, JJ is back. He actually made it from Canada.
Woohoo!
You sneaked back in.
I got back in. The rules changed.
What do you mean they changed?
The rules changed.
Why?
Well, when I left America.
Now, if you're not an immigrant anymore?
Unfortunately, I'm still an immigrant. I'm still the type of immigrant that confuses people.
Yes.
You know, in some circles, I'm not
like you're the immigrant that in the middle of the country, they're like, you're not an immigrant.
Yeah. I'm the immigrant that doesn't get arrested.
Yeah. The immigrant that doesn't get sent back.
Yeah.
To Mexico.
Somebody in a writing competition, one of the judges did say to me, she goes, you ticked immigrant on your, when I made it to the interview phase, she goes, you ticked immigrant on your application here with your script. And I went, yes, I did.
Yeah.
And she goes, do you see how that can be confusing? And I was like, no, do you see?
Yeah.
I was like, continue with what you're trying to say.
Yeah, you're the one that's confused.
Yeah.
I mean, once a race and the other one is an immigration status.
Yeah, but to this, I would say she's like mid-20s, but to her, yeah, immigrant meant a skin color.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, all right, this is a reboot. But anyway, yes, I got back
in. So what do you mean the rules
when
have
I
changed?
Left, well, when I left America, so I went to Vancouver and then on to Nova Scotia to see my family and do some shows and stuff and funerals, all that kind of fun. But you had to get a PCR test to get into Canada, right?
Before you left.
Yeah, before you left. So I had to do that here. And there was nothing to get back into America. But in the 3 weeks that I was in Canada...
Wait, you didn't have to do one to get back?
I had to do one to get back now as well.
So what are you talking about?
You didn't have to... The rules changed. You didn't have to do it before. Before, to get back into America, when I left, you only needed your vaccination record. And then you had to sign a waiver saying that you will quarantine if you have to, kind of thing. And now you have to get the PCR test.
Yeah, but that happened to me when I went to Italy.
Did it to come back.
Yeah, you have to get it. Yeah.
All right. I wonder if that's for Italy, because crossing the Canadian border, it was only going to Canada, you had to get a PCR test.
But you did.
And then I have to, yeah. Yeah, if you want to, like, I'm not on any conspiracy theory trains, of course, and I'm all for getting the vaccine. But the cost of these friggin' PCR tests is getting insane.
But you had to get a PCR, because when I went to Italy, I just had to get a rapid test.
Oh, okay. That's nicer.
Like when I came back, it just a rapid test that you could just get in any pharmacy.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't...
See, you can't do that now. That's what I mean. That's why the rules have changed.
You
can't just do your instant, whatever, $15.
Yeah.
I stuck it up the nose and I went in the toilet and there's the color blue or whatever.
How much was it?
It was $300 Canadian.
Whoa, which is $25. $20?
No, it's $300 Canadian. I'm going to guess it's about $225 or something.
That's still a lot. Probably about for that. One test.
It's still a lot considering you just want to fly.
Yeah.
And you can see how it affects a lot of people's plans.
Yeah.
You know, like my family that was hanging out with me, they want to go on holiday, but they don't want to go on holiday knowing that they have to drop. Like a family holiday. Can you imagine having kids and stuff? And you try to go somewhere for a holiday now, and you
got
to
factor it in.
If your country like makes those regulations while you're away, and then boom, you got to drop $1,200 on getting a test.
So you're saying that because that's a conspiracy theory?
Okay, maybe it's less a conspiracy theory, and it just angers me the way that water bottles used to anger me. I was like, when they confiscate your water bottles, remember that theory that confiscating your water bottles is because they can make more money selling you the water bottles on the other side of security? You never heard that one?
I think you're actually in a group, like a conspiracy theorist group.
Oh, right.
Well, I never heard of that one.
Correct. But there used to be a thing of...
Sorry, I got one.
I know, we're through. We're already through. But... that's what It used to be a money, like, this is just to make money so that you guys take my water away from me. So I
got it.
Anyway, I feel that way about these PCR tests now because they're so pricey.
Well, they shouldn't be that pricey.
And I feel like, for the most part, my medical insurance is taking care of me here in America, so I don't want to complain about America or anything like that. And I actually didn't have to pay for the PCR test going to Canada.
So but what are you complaining about, man?
But I'm not. Well, I'm complaining about the cost of the one in Canada.
Then you should complain about the Canadian health system.
Yes,
healthcare system.
That horrible Canadian healthcare system. So terrible. Yeah.
Obviously it's all about money. I mean, like, that's not a conspiracy theory. That's just about money. Conspiracy theory is when.
That's what I'm saying. It just makes me angry.
Yeah.
But you could build a. You could be like, big government is making you do this. They can.
Well,
make
that's what
the
people do. But it's like it's all about
the tests.
Yeah,
and stuff,
of so. Course. Yeah, but yeah. That's it's all about. Yeah, everybody makes money. Everybody wants to make money. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, all this, even all the vaccine companies, it's like that's all they want to do. They want to make money.
Oh yeah.
You know, so it's like that's why they work.
Yeah, making money to developing a vaccine though. That's I'm all for that. But making money,
but they still
want to
make. But it's all about
people.
Money too. Know what I mean? Like that's why. I mean, to me, it's like it's all about money. So it's like.
Yeah, but I would honestly say the water bottle thing, like, it's not true, right? I like whatever their security issues would be. It wasn't so that they could sell more bottles of water to you on the other side.
Yeah, because you still
of course
bring
you
it.
Can take an empty bottle
yes.
through. There's lots of ways around it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I guess it would be a conspiracy if somebody's doubling down. No, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
To make money off of you, so. But anyway, basically, I went to Canada, had to spend a lot of money to get back in because things changed while I was in the air. But still, I was in Canada, you know, making that Canadian dollar.
Yeah. so you went to do shows. You made money.
I did a few shows. Half of my shows got canceled.
Oh, why?
So because half of my shows were supposed to be in New Brunswick.
Okay.
The next province over.
All right.
And they had a COVID surge. Which means like
one
70
person?
Cases. Yeah, basically.
One person got it.
Yeah,
we got to shut
basically,
down.
It was like 70 cases, so they shut down the province.
Oh, okay.
I was telling our producer on the way over here that it was crazy, too, because the provinces all made an agreement. They were like, we're not going to reopen our borders until we get to 80% vaccination.
Yeah.
And Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, Prince Edward Island, they all got up to like 75%, 76%.
Yeah.
And the New Brunswick was at like 74%. And New Brunswick went, we're doing it. We're reopening. And all the other provinces said, were like, we said 80%. We were all going to get to 80%. And New Brunswick went, we're ready. We're ready. 74 is good enough. They opened.
And they got them.
They got a surge. And so they had to shut down, which canceled like nine of my shows.
Nine?
But, yeah. But wow. I wanted to, but it turns out that, time is... of the essence in Canada. Anyway, I needed the time anyway. I was perfectly happy to stay.
Okay, yeah,
stay with
you're
my family.
Yeah.
So many people I hadn't seen for so long.
So that was good. It was a good thing that happened.
It was perfect. I don't even remember what specifically I did like the weekend that I was supposed to be in New Brunswick, but I'm sure I had more fun.
yeah, because you spent time with your family.
Yeah.
Because you haven't been in 2 years, right?
I hadn't been there in two Christmases, almost 3 years.
How was it to see your family again?
And that was that was what was awesome, I would say. That was the... Yeah, it was fantastic.
Were they happy to
see
you?
So it all started with a funeral.
Okay.
Which was, you know, in which we all...
So that funeral is... But did that happen? Did they wait for you for the funeral? Or they...
Yeah, a little bit. They had to wait. We waited... They waited for, I guess, my father. I guess my father is now the patriarch of the family. So having his dad that died. So he waited. My dad waited for everybody to be able to travel from abroad. So I guess I was the furthest away, but it also
because your grandfather passed away.
Yes. It's my grandfather. And so it was, but my uncle came from Calgary, you know, and there was restrictions on that too. Like our Nova Scotia was its own bubble kind of thing. So they were waiting for all of those things.
Okay.
You know, and,
So it
coincided with that. So
but
I
at that
home,
point, how long has it been since your grandfather passed away?
He passed away, I would say, about 8 months ago.
Oh,
so wow. it was a while.
But I mean, I don't know. Oh, is that a funeral or more like a get together?
Or a funeral and service and mourning.
But at that point, it's kind of like
Yeah, has the time passed?
Yeah, I think there's an expiration date of calling it a funeral.
Well, I'll leave that to you to make that call. You can rock up to funerals and go, "Hey, I'm just a funeral inspector here. I just want to make that you're all justified to be mourning right now because there's a moratorium."
I'm just saying, look, the whole point of the funeral comes with emotion. It happens right away, so you're still, you know, you're crying. You're very, but like after 8 months. I mean, you kind of like...
It was pretty emotional, dude.
Yeah?
It was, yeah.
But it was kind of like...
I'm sorry that we broke the funeral rules in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, man.
Sorry that we broke these funeral rules.
It's too long.
That would have been horrible if I said that to
At that point,
if I all the way in from Los Angeles to go, all right, why are we doing it? It's too late.
I would have said that. I mean, I would have been like, it's more of a memorial.
You would have said that.
More of a memorial.
You would have showed it to your grandfather's funeral and been like... Nah, he died too long ago.
I would have been like, let's just change it to a memorial because it's like the time passed. It's not a funeral anymore. Now let's celebrate his more like it's not like
yeah,
like
because
the
I
whole
think...
crying mourning part is over.
Oh, you think?
I mean,
trust me, you weren't there. The crying and mourning part was definitely not over.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
but was it real or was it fake for the funeral?
Wow. Why is he being so mean about me going home for a dead relative?
No. I'm not saying being mean.
Yes, it was all fake.
I'm not saying being mean.
We did.
I'm not saying I'm mean. Yeah, I'm just saying
Francisco, we did fake crying.
No, but was it because you haven't seen each other or because of the funeral? That's my point.
Well, a funeral, you're celebrating somebody's life, right? You're going to have to look up the definition of a funeral.
No, okay, right? Let's look it up. What's the... I thought the funerals was more like a mourning, not like a celebration.
I looked it up and it said that normally it's 2 weeks after the person dies you have the funeral.
You see? 2 weeks.
Okay, but it's COVID. We got COVID here, so that's not the reason.
I mean, but 8 months?
What's the definition of a funeral? Why are we drilling down on this? But what's the definition of a funeral? But yes, it's the same thing. You have a church service. He was religious, so
I get the whole process of a funeral.
But a memorial is a different thing.
I get it, but that's why because of so much time passed, you should have just done a memorial instead of a funeral. Because a funeral, like the time is it passed, it expired. Yeah.
Text JJ's mom.
Yeah,
I don't know. What is the definition?
I don't quite think you can throw the hammer down on this at the time of COVID.
So wait,
everybody needs to stop having.
So
funerals.
What? So like, you're gonna have a funeral like 5 years after somebody died? Like,
no, you can't have a funeral 5 years after somebody dies. But in the time of COVID, everybody has had to hold on to having these
true.
Funerals.
Dang,
and
so yeah, what do you think? When is the cutoff for you guys then? When can you not have a funeral after that? Like you said, 5 years is too long. So when is
Five years is too long.
I just feel like, well, then I feel like, well, 8 months. Yeah, he said 8 months, but like.
I'll go a year and a half.
Wow, that's a deep.
A year and a half.
Mr. Brian is going very deep.
So what's the definition of a funeral?
It's pretty general. It just says the ceremonies honoring a dead person typically involving burial or cremation. So
yes,
there is no.
Honoring. It's not a celebration.
I don't think they'd put a time limit on a funeral,
right.
But.
Yeah.
You know.
I think there's a statute of limitations.
I know, but he just read you the definition and that defines what we did.
No, of course.
So we
I was home for
a funeral.
I said
I already
gave him my mourning a while back when it happened.
Holy moly. Yeah, there was plenty of tears. Anyway, the destination I was getting to was that it was actually really nice because so we had the Irish style funeral and the memorial.
What's the Irish style funeral?
Just, you know,
8 months after it happened.
Yes. Wow, I'm really sorry that I insulted
So what's
member.
The Irish funeral?
But no, just you know what? I bet you every culture goes, "Oh, it was our style of."
No,
funeral.
No, I don't.
You know,
I don't know
but
what.
We had the tears, and we had the, you know, we had the the Gaelic songs, and you know, the singing, and the. My sister put together. My grandfather wrote memoirs, and my sister collected photos, and she made it into a hardcovered book everybody got handed. That would be more the memorial part.
Yeah.
That's nice.
In case you try to call me up on the definition. So we did all that, and it was a very, it was very interesting. This was within the first 3 days of me being home as well. I arrived.
Yeah.
You know, we had a nice
It happened right away.
And then all of the
funeral stuff
happens, including the church service and.
Yeah,
and then with the family all still there, I headlined the comedy club that weekend, and that was quite nice to have all of my
family. So your
family
went to see you?
from all across Canada.
That's cool.
And so they all showed up at the comedy club. So after crying, you know, so basically the whole week, my first week in Nova Scotia was crying Tuesday, crying Wednesday, crying Thursday, laughing our asses off Friday night, laughing our asses off Saturday night, and everybody saying goodbye to each other on the Sunday. So it was
That's really nice.
Wow.
So, and that's where I was heading with that. And at no point did anybody go, are we allowed to have a funeral right now?
No. I'm not saying you gotta, it's cool to get together to celebrate your grandfather's life. But my point is, like, after, like, the whole for me, funeral happens right away. If not, then that's it.
Okay, I know. This is the time of COVID, though, you know.
I know. I get the whole COVID stuff.
Like, I get what you're saying, too. If I told you this.
But I think the emotions are not the same. That's what I feel. They're not that. They're not so, like, you already had time to process. That's my point.
I think you'd be surprised when
you're
in the moment and you've got like wherever you know you got the photos of your loved one there and everybody's gathered around and you have a whiskey and you start talking about
brings it all back, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like in fact, like yeah. I can no doubt. I could be at a place talking about somebody who died years ago and still feel
emotional. Of course. No, I get that.
Yeah, that sucks for the people who, like, had people pass away in the beginning of COVID and had to wait, like, 2 years. Like,
yeah. If they didn't get to, that's the other thing. Like, I'm thankful that I got to do this with my family and go see my family. And obviously my father has been waiting for a long time, too. Like, my father was my grandfather's main caretaker towards the end of his life and everything. So I know that. So my dad could have easily went, all right, I'm going to put my father on with things.
Yes.
The world is in the middle of a COVID crisis. So, I mean, everybody needs their closure and everybody.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so that was the start. And
everyone liked your shows? The family liked your shows?
Everybody really enjoyed the shows.
But did they, laugh, like, really laugh? Or was it like, okay, we're going to laugh because
his family. I think they really laughed. And I have three younger cousins who had never seen me perform because they were like, 22, 21, and 19 or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they got to come to the show and see me perform for the first time. So, and they had a great time. And then they all stayed afterwards. And
but was it the whole club was just your family?
No, I probably had 18 members of my family.
Oh, okay.
In the show.
Nice.
Two separate tables.
Okay.
And killer. There was on the Saturday night, there was a lady who passed out in the middle of the room. This was so weirdly Canadian, actually. There's a lady that passed out. She was, like, coming out of the bathroom. I wasn't on stage yet, right? So the MC compere was on to start the show. And this woman just takes a header coming out of the bathroom.
Wow.
And just passed out right in front of my uncle's table. So my uncle and two of my nephews and stuff, they're all at this table. And this lady's passed out. And the paramedic comes over to attend to this lady, and they didn't stop the show. They wouldn't stop the show, and I'm backstage going, "This is crazy. We have to stop."
So wait,
the show.
They were doing the CPR while the show was going on.
So they're there checking her consciousness. He's got the blood pressure band on, like checking her blood and everything. And they're just down there. Now
is this like in the middle? Like, are they in the back or are they in the front?
It's pretty much the front, but it's slightly obscured. So there's this little, there's like a 4 foot high kind of gate that kind of just wraps around. It's like 4 feet high, but 7 feet long. And it's so that you can go to the bathroom around the side. Right.
Yeah.
And she's there passed out right behind this wall.
Yeah.
And the table, there's a table right here too. So you have to walk past this wall. So she's there. My uncle's like sitting here and they're just watching. They're trying to look at the stage and laugh while this guy's like trying to resuscitate.
To revive her here?
Yeah, trying to resuscitate somebody.
By the way,
somebody,
so like they were like during the middle of your show, there was somebody passed out and nobody, they just kept the show going. That's very Canadian. That's very like, well, we don't want to disrupt the show, so we're just going to have to like.
It's so ridiculous because I was backstage.
What she doing? What they're
I'm
doing like.
Going, We have to stop the show. And then the bar manager is there going, and it's that old show, like, I think it's a North American showbiz thing even, where they go, we'll lose the momentum.
Because there's no.
How are we going to lose the momentum? We got a paramedic tending to a woman who passed. There is no momentum to be lost when everybody's like, I would say where she was passed out.
But was she like passed out or was she like conscious? Was she conscious?
She was in and out of like they were sitting her up and laying her down.
Jesus.
It went on forever. So that's what happened. So she's there, And yeah, you can see I'm watching the host. The host.
And what happened?
I'm watching the table's attention is all directed at this lady.
Of course.
And, is anyone still laughing? Yeah. Jokes?
So no, it's a tough atmosphere. Of
how course. Many people
and
is
I'm
there
backstage? I would say I don't know what the capacity is. Let's go 200 or whatever of the comedy club. So. But all the six tables at least are in behind this lady, and I can see their eye line is there. It's not at the stage,
of course,
at all. And the MC's on the stage, just doing his thing, but not telling. And I'm backstage going, "We have to stop the show." Show manager is going, "We'll lose the momentum." Bar manager is going, "We'll lose the momentum." And then there's another show manager that's like, "And we have the cover band comes on at like 11:15 or whatever. We'll be late for them." And I'm
so nobody gave a shit about the lady.
Nobody gives a shit about the lady.
Wow, she's like passed out. Anyway, like everybody, like we got. Hey, show business, lady. Tough it up. I'm like, I'm not even. It's like they're treating her like she's part of the like a comic.
It was insane. And then
so did she got revived?
Well, yeah, revived. Well, because also the comedy club. It's Yuck Yucks. It's in an old like punk rock bar
down
in a basement. And how they didn't have any protocol like in place of like how you deal with like people used to mosh pits.
Yeah,
down there and stuff like that.
I'm sure nobody
been head injuries, and now they got people walking over this lady to go to the bathroom. But I managed to get the show stopped. I managed to convince everybody. But I swear to God, it was like 12 Angry Men backstage. Like I was the only, I was the only one who thought we should stop the show while 11 other people.
And
were
it's
like,
your
no,
and you're headlining. You're like, it's my show, and we need to stop. And you're like, come on, guys, we're gonna lose the momentum. She's gonna lose the momentum with her life. She's dying.
Yeah, there's no momentum issue here. They agreed to stop the show, though. I couldn't believe it. They agreed after like the second. So there's like three guys doing 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then me and the host, right?
Uh-huh.
So after the second guy doing 10 minutes, I managed to convince them all. And so I said to the host, just tell them like we're going to take care of this woman. There's been an incident.
Yeah.
The comedians will have a break in the show because no shows have breaks here in North America.
Yeah.
So he announced that. But it went on for like an hour because the paramedic tending to her had like wasn't authorized to move her or anything, which is where we get really Canadian.
Wow.
Because I'm like, because
why
I think
she couldn't move
more,
her? What
yeah, because I was now going into like I don't know, not asshole motor, but I'm like, just drag her out to the hallway, will you? Like, let's go. Let's can we just can we just get her
please.
Out of the
yeah,
sight
like
lines?
Do a what's it called the movie. The dead guy movie.
A Weekend at Bernie's?
Yeah, Weekend at Bernie here and get a hat of here.
Put a hat on her.
Yeah, you should have just like put her up and be like and just be like and then somebody in the and then some comments are gonna be like, yeah. Hey, the crowd's great, but there's this good lady, fucking just sleep. She's sleeping.
Yeah.
She's not paying attention. He's like,
yeah, just prop her up and let's get on with it. But no, they had to wait for two other paramedics to show up. So this is Halifax on a Saturday night, right? So it's weird how they're not prepared, but I was making jokes about how is there only one stretcher?
Yeah, like so is one only one paramedic?
Yeah, so they there's so I guess the one paramedic that was tending to her is like the wandering, like they have like a wanderer, right, who wanders through the city streets in case you gotta get
somewhere quickly.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
yeah. So you're
like
the
delivery
so he's the
pizza
first,
guy.
So yeah. He's the first contact.
Okay,
but then the legit ones in the ambulance, they're off somewhere. They're at a university. Sports match or something.
Okay.
And then they get called. So that's why I think this guy had to wait an hour. So for an hour, they were checking her blood and shit, waiting for a stretcher to show up. That ended up being most of my set that night, just talking about how do we have like the least amount of stretchers per capita in the world in a punk rock bar.
Jeez.
That we had to wait. So the time just kept going on.
So the show didn't start for an hour.
The show started well late.
I mean, back, started again.
And yeah, and by the time we did restart, then the bar manager was like, fine, the band can start late. And I was like, everybody got behind it in the end. I'm like, this all makes sense, everybody. This is a good thing that we
stopped. So what happened to the lady?
I never heard she's back, but I think she's
dead.
Oh, yeah, she died. Yeah, dead.
After an hour of
dead.
After all that.
Well, so now you can... So now that's a funeral. You can go...
Now you can go...
Right.
Now you can go to a legit funeral.
A legit funeral with time, with a good momentum. A good momentum for a funeral. Now, what happened to her?
Which is weird, too, because it's not the first time a woman's passed out at my show.
Really?
What do you mean?
I did in Edinburgh venues.
Well, they call you the Bill Cosby of comedy.
Yeah, so I drug all the women's drinks as they come in. I had a really hot venue about 10 years ago in Edinburgh, and there was a woman passed out before my show. I had to stop the show. The paramedics showed up, got her on the stretcher. She did like the little victory.
Yeah,
wave.
Like the thumbs up and like the football player.
Well, it was quite funny because they went out an exit, right? They went out an exit with her. And I restarted the show, and then about 5 minutes later, they came back in into my venue because there was a spiral staircase, and they couldn't get the stretcher down the spiral staircase. So I had restarted my show and everything, and there they come back through with her on the stretcher.
I would have loved to see them try and get that person up the spiral staircase.
They're play going pivot.
Pivot. Edinburgh venues, man. They're like it's like catacombs.
Oh, really?
Like where they used
but
to
so what happened to the lady
victims.
in Nova Scotia?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, she got taken to the hospital. Her friends went with her. I mean, I haven't heard any. Like, she seemed conscious enough to me. When
was she all lady?
So it wasn't this one wasn't a stretch too. It was like a foldy chair. It was like a foldy. And they said they can take her up all these rock and roll stairs.
Oh,
She wasn't old, I would say. I would say she's in her 40s. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to say about it, but I think she just had a passing out episode.
Yeah.
That her friends seemed like almost used to.
Yeah.
You know, they said
used
that,
to.
Yeah, her friends were like, this
happens all
they
the time.
They said it happened or that she had passed out in public before.
Whoa.
Was it probably narcolepsy?
Narcolepsy. It was, the comedy was that bad.
It's either that bad or that good.
She
that
just
you're passing
fell asleep.
Out. Have you guys ever passed out?
I have, yeah.
In like where? Like
I haven't had an episode for a while, but I felt one coming on recently, actually. But I've passed out at concerts.
When you were coming, trying to get back to the U.S.?
I passed out at concerts.
Really?
Yeah, because
oh, I got a funny
happened,
one.
So I'm a little bit taller than people. It hasn't happened to me for a while, but this was more in my 20s and maybe 30s earlier. But sometimes when the concert is going on and the lights and stuff, I start to feel dizzy. And then if everything stops and the whole crowd starts moving, and that's when it's happened, like both times that I've passed out. So it has to do with lights going and the lights go off and then all these heads just start to move. Or like one time I was at a music festival and everybody just started to move to the next stage or the next destination. And when all these heads in front of me started moving after the lights, I just started getting dizzy and had to grab my friend, and then like about 10 seconds later I was on the ground.
Wow.
So it could be a combination of the heat or whatever.
Yeah, our drinks. Happened to me like back in Venezuela. There's this I went to like spring break to Margarita Island with some friends, and we were at the beach the whole day drinking, like since like 10 in the morning to like 5 p.m. just drinking the whole time, just like with the heat. And that's like Caribbean sun that I ain't fucking around with. That's just hot. And then like, you know, and then we went home, we took like a little nap, and then we ate like spaghetti, and then we went to party that night, and then we're at the club, and I remember I was walking and all of a sudden I was like, oh, I just start feeling like passing out, like just like whatever. And then like luckily my friends were there, so they grabbed me, and then they were I was like a little bit conscious, so they were just like carrying me like this, but people thought that I was drunk. They're like, fucking drunk, and I was like, I'm not drunk. I was just overheated. I mean, obviously, like, you know, like 10 hours under the hot sun drinking, you know, and then I was just, you know, and then luckily it was just like I drank something and I was good, but I was like, but it's funny, like that shit, like, if I was just by myself, I could have just, you know,
you'd have just been passed out.
And then.
So there's nothing scarier than passing out and waking up and you're like, what? Like, the time
like what
is
happened?
Just
yeah, because at least I know what happened.
Yeah.
Like, sucks when you're like, what the hell?
Like,
where am I?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
kind of thing.
Where is this toilet?
This isn't where I parked my car.
But yeah, I found it quite funny that I was the one backstage who wanted this break to get this lady out of the room so fast. But then when it doesn't happen quickly and it's an hour later, I was starting to think, I'm going to lose the momentum. But I was starting to think, just get her the fuck out. Just drag her around the corner. But if you do that in this day and age, because in Britain, that's what you would do. If somebody passes out.
Well, the thing is, like, now you cannot touch anybody. You know? Like,
yeah. They have a back.
So or also, you could have, like, a neck thing. Yeah. So you cannot, you gotta, like, know how to, like, touch him.
But I just perceived, like, all, if we'd have just kept going with the show and I had to headline while they're still there checking this lady's blood pressure, I'm like,
that's a nightmare.
I can just see the hate mail coming in. Like, how dare
you? Because you can't not mention it.
Like, I didn't
request it. Send me your injured. Send me your injured. And I will send me your injured and get them to pass out in front of me and I will. Because
I have a good 15 minutes on it. So someone has to pass out at every show.
Yeah. Man. Ridiculous.
Jeez.
Well, that's a good. Well, I'm glad you're back. We're back. Yeah. We're back to doing this thing. And I like, we're looking forward because now we're in the new Comedy Store podcast studio.
Yeah, here we go.
Now we're like, nice. We're going to start bringing guests, you know, and then it'll be fun. So, like always, subscribe to the channel.
Yeah.
Listen to us, share, comment, send us a...
And this is going to be extra fun, too, because we're going to do a little quick two-parter today.
Yes.
Now that I just got back, because we haven't even talked about some of the Nova Scotian traditions.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
you got to listen to the second episode.
So you guys tune in for part two. Yeah, sign up for... Do whatever. Do the thing that you were saying.
Do the subscription. Do the everything. Follow us, share. That'd be great.
And get ready for part two. It's coming.
All right. Bye, aloha.